As the cost of living continues to rise, thousands of women are finding a new way to make money. Their chosen profession is controversial. But in 21st century Britain, what's it really like to be a stripper? With the number of British strip clubs having doubled in the last 10 years, this series is filmed over the course of 5 months in Scotland's three largest cities, meeting the girls trying to juggle love, life, and lap dancing, and realising the reality behind the fantasy. This episode follows girls working in Glasgow, home to the country's largest lap dancing club, finding out how lap dancers cope with the stigma of being a stripper and what they really think of the men they entertain. Glasgow is the largest city in Scotland, with a reputation as the country's rough, tough underbelly. Its city centre plays host to three lap dancing bars, the largest of which, Diamond Dolls, is a huge club sprawling over three floors and employing over 40 dancers. While the majority of clubs are overseen by men, Diamond Dolls is different. Shelley is the house mother, whose job it is to organise the girls and look after their needs. Shelley knows better than most the unique demands of working in the adult entertainment industry. 20 years ago, she was working here as a stripper. A decade ago, she gave up dancing and now manages all of Diamond Dolls' girls, catering to the fantasies of hundreds of men a week. It's 10 p.m. and the doors are open to the public, and the girls begin their six-hour shift. The girls don't get paid a salary, nor do they get paid for dancing on the pole. They make the majority of their wage by private topless dancers. The club charges £10 for a three-minute dance, of which the girls earn between £5 and £8, depending on experience. Born and bred Glaswegian Kim is one of the more experienced dancers at the club. She was introduced to the world of dancing by friends. Kim has been dancing for almost 4 years, but is starting to think she needs to find a way out of stripping.